And now, Backstage Wife. The story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Larry Noble's recent interest in beautiful Claudia Vincent may be based entirely on a wish to help her get a start in the theater, since he believes that she has suffered in the past from Rupert Barlow's unscrupulous behavior in wrecking her family fortune. But to a good many other people, including Mary, his interest seems considerably more personal. Last night, when Larry returned from New York, where he is starring in a big Broadway hit, he attempted to tell Mary about Claudia's good fortune, but found Mary entirely unresponsive, so he settled into his own bed and said no more. Well, this morning, on Rupert Barlow's luxurious Long Island estate, we find Rupert in his bedroom, the breakfast tray before him, also the morning paper. His man Victor is standing by.
Better give that Marty Rufus column a glimmer, Mr. Barlow.
Why? I detest that kind of professional trouble hunter.
Okay, just the same, I got an idea he's written something that you may be interested in.
I'll read it when I get around to it, after I have my coffee.
Suit yourself, boss. Anything else you want?
No, I'll ring if there is.
Well, I thought maybe I'd go out and wash up the coop. They sure got it dirtied up when they were out with it.
Who?
Miss Julia and her boyfriend.
Now, wait a minute, Victor.
Yes, sir?
They took the coop out?
Oh, I'd say they did. Put a couple of 100 miles on it.
When?
Yesterday.
I thought I told you to take all the keys out of the ignition.
I did, only Miss Julia's got a duplicate set.
The devil, I'd forgotten about that.
Oh, as easy as pie. Just decide what car they want, and this guy, Mr. Oliver Wilson, hands me the key and says, "Back it out, old chap." Here you are.
The nerve of that confounded upstart. Where is he now?
Still hitting the hay. He'll start ringing for Hilda pretty soon. Likes a big breakfast. First, he must have his tea.
I don't want to hear about it.
Mr. Wilson makes himself plenty comfortable here in this house, if you ask me.
That's enough, Victor.
Yes, sir.
I wish I could think of a way to get rid of him.
Well, how about giving him the boot? I'll take care of it myself, if you say the word, Mr. Barlow.
No, Victor, I can't do that.
Why not? He's been here plenty long now. If he has his way, he'll spend the rest of his life here.
I can't help it, Victor. Confound it all, I can't throw him out right now. I've got to wait till Miss Julia gets over this idiotic infatuation with this fellow.
And you think she's stuck on him?
Well, quite obviously. He's turned her head completely. And I always thought she was so sensible.
Don't you worry about that. This Wilson guy wouldn't give her a tumble.
Well, that shows how much you know about it, Victor. Oliver Wilson spent half an hour talking to me in the library about Miss Julia.
Yeah?
He told me how madly in love with her he was. How more than anything he wanted to marry her.
Are you kidding?
Of course not. Don't be so impudent, Victor. I'm absolutely serious.
But, Mr. Barlow, I don't get it.
He told me he wants to marry Miss Julia and take her back with him to live in a cottage in Bermuda.
He must still have the idea she's got dough, did you tell him?
I made it quite clear that Miss Julia was not an heiress, that she was only my secretary and that he couldn't possibly provide for her in the style she's become used to, living here, running my home, my social life.
And that didn't stop him?
Oh, not at all. He just said that he felt sure he'd be blissfully happy, that he could manage to support them in a small way, that money was absolutely no concern.
It sure does stop me, boys. I'd have bet all odds that this Wilson was on the make for dough.
And it was the most maddening thing I've faced in years. Why, he came to me like a schoolboy asking me for Miss Julia's hand, as if I were her father. Victor!
Sorry.
It's the most outrageous thing I've ever coped with.
Yeah. Well, what about Miss Julia? Did she say anything to you?
Yes, indeed. She made it quite clear that if I so much as look crossly at that miserable blonde-headed upstart, she'll pack up and go with him.
What do you know? It sure is one for the book.
Well, it's got me absolutely tied. And right now, when I have so many other things on my mind, right now when a little carefully planned romantic campaigning might have the most wonderful results.
Well, I don't have any suggestions, boss, but you better take a look at that column. I got to turn right to the page. I'll hang around downstairs till you ring.
Yeah.
Meantime, in nearby Rosehaven, Long Island, Mary is busy fixing flowers in the pantry of her home as her good friend, Maud Marlowe, who lives with them, enters the room. And we hear...
Mary, listen to this.
What did you say, Maud?
Turn off that water and listen to this.
What is it?
Our tireless correspondent, Marty Rufus, is at it again.
Oh, something about us?
Just listen to this. A call to famous producer Harold Ramsey confirms the fact that he has replaced the leading lady of his hit play, Time to Consider, with an actress unknown to Broadway, but not to the play's leading man, Larry Noble. The new star's name is Claudia Vincent, and as we reported the other day, she is beautiful and exciting and has obviously captivated the well-known star's fancy. It's nice work putting your new love into your play. All Broadway is wondering how she'll make out, or should we say, how Larry Noble makes out.
Maud, that's absolutely disgraceful. How could anybody write such a thing?
What I want to know is whether it's true.
Claudia Vincent in Larry's play? I don't see what part she could have.
Must be Sheila's part. She's the only starring woman.
But how in the world could that happen? Claudia hasn't any experience on the stage. Harold Ramsey wouldn't put her into the cast.
Now, don't ask me, Mary. I'm just reading you what's been written here. You'll have to ask Larry for the answers.
Well, I won't.
Of course you will.
I will not. I don't intend to say a single word about this. If he wants to tell me about it, fine. But if he doesn't, it won't matter in the least.
Well, as for me, I feel no such reticence. I mean to ask Larry all about it at the first opportunity. Why, it's the most incredible thing I ever heard of.
Oh, it's beastly. How could he do such a thing?
Mary turns the water on full blast as she snips the stems of her flowers with unusual vigor. And sometime later, when Larry is sitting out on the terrace in a deck chair, Maud approaches him.
Oh, well, Larry. It seems as though you're a complete stranger around here these days.
Hello, Maud. Sit down, won't you?
Yes, for a few minutes. Although I must say I'm getting too old to stand the full glare of that sun.
Well, sit under the awning.
Yes, I mean to. Oh, how you can lie there hour after hour.
That's not quite true. I only came out here about 10 minutes ago.
Well, it's the same thing. Well, have you seen the paper this morning, Larry?
Nope. Couldn't find it when I came to breakfast. Phoebe didn't know where it was, and Mary wasn't around.
Well, I have it right here. Right with me.
Oh.
Would you like to read it now?
No, thanks. I haven't got my sunglasses.
Well, did you know that Marty Rufus was going to write that bit about Claudia?
Oh, that was the other day.
He continued writing about Claudia today.
Well, what do you know?
He says in this column that he talked to Harold Ramsey and that he found out Claudia Vincent has been cast to replay Sheila as the woman lead in your play.
Really? Did he get that so soon? You've got to hand it to Marty. He gets around.
Is it true?
Sure it's true.
He seems to think that you maneuvered the change.
Well, I guess I did, more or less. Sheila told me she wanted to marry some guy and go to live in Europe, but she couldn't get out of a run-of-the-play contract. Claudia was dying to break into show business, and I knew she was darn good, so I quietly got to Harold Ramsey and asked him to consider the idea.
And he actually did?
Uh-huh.
Well, I can't get over a producer like Harold Ramsey putting an absolutely unknown actress into such an important part.
Oh, it's happened before, Maud. And it's a wonderful break for Claudia. It'll absolutely put her on her feet. She won't have to worry about Rupert Barlow or anybody else from now on.
Larry, you actually think she can play this part?
I know she can. Been working with her for days. She's worked like a beaver. Harold heard her read and he sold on her. It's a great break all the way around.
How do you mean?
For Sheila and for Claudia.
Oh, I see. I wondered.
I tried to tell Mary about it when I got home last night, but she was too sleepy to talk.
Well, I think maybe you'd better find her now and tell her. She's sure to be interested, Larry.
I don't know where she is. And besides, she's got such a block against Claudia that I don't want to bring up the subject. Let her come to the theater and see the girl really has the stuff.
Maud Marlowe lifts her eyebrows at this comment. And she wonders how much truth there is in Marty Rufus's insinuations. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.